Stop 6, Turtle Pond.
Before you is a small pond surrounded by a variety of shrubs, trees, and ferns. The pond is a little larger than a baseball diamond and has a small island in the middle. The island and the shoreline have many shrubs and trees which provide shade. Beyond the pond is a row of tall white pine trees, and beyond that, the sports fields of the Belmont Hill School. If the students are out on the fields, you may hear them playing field sports. The pond is the habitat for many aquatic creatures, including painted turtles, green frogs and bullfrogs, small fish called shiners, and many invertebrates like crayfish and dragonfly nymphs. On your right, attached to the railing, is a tactile sculpture of the turtles and frogs which live here at Turtle Pond. Sometimes in the spring, a pair of ducks or geese will build a nest on the island and hatch young. In the spring and summer, there may be ducks and or geese swimming in Turtle Pond. You may be able to hear their vocalizations or their splashing. You may be able to observe turtles sunning atop logs, or you may hear turtles or frogs as they plop into the water, alarmed as you approach. If you wait patiently, a bullfrog may let out a deep-throated croak, or a dragonfly may land near you. The pond is very attractive to birds, including robins, grackles, warblers, blue jays, and sometimes great blue and little green herons. Here are some of the sounds you might hear at Turtle Pond.
Bullfrogs. Green frogs. Common grackle. Blue jay. American robin. Wood thrush.
We'll now continue on to stop 7. But before you do, there is a special option. At the end of the boardwalk, about 57 feet from the end of the bump out, there is an intersection. You can take a left to continue on the tour to stop 7, or you can take a right to go on a brief spur trail that leads to a very lovely spot. If you proceed to the right, in 69 feet there is a bench where you are welcome to sit and listen to the sounds of Turtle Pond. 70 feet from the bench, at the end of a switchback, is a wooden observation platform that extends over the pond. This platform has just a 5-inch safety edge all around the sides over the water. You are welcome to spend time on the platform and let your senses experience the perspective of being over the water. There is a trail here that goes all the way around the pond. You are welcome to explore this trail, but please be aware that this trail around the pond is very uneven and not ADA compliant. If you went to the shoreline bench and viewing platform, go back to where you left the all-persons trail at the end of the boardwalk. To get to stop 7, proceed along the trail 309 feet. As you travel away from the pond, you will pass through a deciduous and evergreen forest, then into a meadow. If it is warm, notice the difference in temperature as you pass through the cool, shaded forest into the sun-filled meadow. The marker for stop 7 is located up ahead at a bench along the trail in the middle of the meadow. As you head that way, through the forest, you may notice an owl box up on a tree on the left. We were hoping to attract a pair of owls to use this box for their nest, but so far, no luck. The presence of bare red cedar trees in this section of forest tells us that this area used to be more open, a part of the meadow. The cedars are now being shaded out by large oaks and maple trees. As you enter the meadow, there is an interesting tree on the right, the sassafras. It has three types of leaves on one tree. Also, here in this section of the meadow, you may encounter many birds flitting about in the brush along the edges of the trail and some bat boxes. Both the birds and the bats are here for the same reasons, for shelter and to find insects to eat. Notice that in the upper meadow to the right, the red cedars in the meadow are full with green foliage. Compare these to the relatively bare cedars in the shaded forest. Red cedar trees thrive in open, sunlit habitats. Before you get to the bench and stop 7, you will cross the main trail intersection in this meadow. Go straight to get to stop 7 and to continue on the tour. Taking a left will get you back to the parking lot through the pine bank along the meadow trail.